I'm just taking a stroll down to the vegetable garden to see how things are growing. And I can see that everything, including the weeds, is growing really, really well. It's been a fantastic year. Maybe not so much sun, but the rain has saved me a job, that's for sure. And looking around, I can see for the first time in maybe 4 years, I've actually got carrots growing. I don't know what it is that for the last 4 years, it's been an absolute challenge. Wrong soil, maybe too wet, maybe too cold, maybe too dry. I have no idea. But this year, the carrot god is smiling down. And at last, I have tiny little seedlings forcing their way through the soil. The shallots are looking okay. They're looking good. They're marching away on the spot. And my red baron onions. Oh, they're plumping up. As an illustrator, I have a bit of a thing about colours. And, the red baron onion just kind of ticks the box for me. Along with my purple potted peas, which are doing quite nicely. And the purple climbing beans. And a new thing this year, and that's the heritage red broad bean. And the flowers are absolutely gorgeous. Very evocative, actually, of the ruby shard, which I haven't planted as yet. Must get on and do that. One thing I have noticed is a dramatic increase of fruit that is setting on our trees and bushes. That'll be the crabapple, apple, plum pear, and the blackcurrant, the raspberries, and even the blueberries have actually got a load of fruit on them. This is definitely a first for us. And I would like to say that I can definitely lay that on the sweet doorstep of our bees that have very kindly graced all the flowers from last month. And it's really exciting and very affirming to see such an instant result. And on a purely selfish basis, I'm really excited because this is the year for bottling, jamming, and possibly brewing with fruit. It's going to be fantastic. And it's all down to our little bees. It's very exciting keeping bees, and I'm a little bit obsessed with it right now. As you've probably gathered from other tweets and audio boos and goodness knows what else is out there on the media highway. Anyway, so it's a great start to the year. It's a real buzz to see. But next year maybe I won't be getting the horse poo from the same source. We were very kindly given a whole load that I dug down deep into and got what I thought was the best quality. You know, it felt right, crumbled well, it smelt good, and it's the right colour, really luscious, deep colour. And as well as all my plants doing well, very well, we seem to have the most luscious green carpet of clover, which is not exactly what I was hoping for. But anyway, hey-ho, you know, there's always going to be one downside as well as an upside. But I'm very happy. It's very good. The rain has stopped, so I'm down here to do loads of weeding, of course, and also sowing of some more seeds, some spinach and beetroot, radishes, that sort of thing. I hope your year, your growing year, has got off to a great start as well. And I wish you all happy hours of digging, weeding, but ultimately picking. Bye for now.